Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood, our annual Toys for Tots show. Be here anytime. We're here till 10. Be here anytime this morning. There is breakfast. We got breakfast for you. The Marines are here. Another round of applause. Not enough rounds of applause for our Marines this morning. So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys and ladies. Thank you for your service. They're here collecting toys, and the area under the tree is starting to fill up with toys. Just bring a new unwrapped toy or two for the Marines. Santa Bach is here. We're going to talk to Santa Bach in a little bit. 20,000 reasons Ernie has said why you should be here on the 20th anniversary of this show. So I don't think he has it on him. Probably that would not be. That might be a little risky, but it's. I'm sure he can get it if he needs it. So, but we have a couple. You think he can?
I think that's disposable income.
Are you driving a vehicle today? You love cars.
I mean, I'm always. Anytime I get a chance to get out here, I always like to get behind one of these Ferrari wheels.
All right. Well, we got a couple leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. We already touched on it a little bit, but Dan Campbell going for it on fourth and inches yesterday just made me think of why so many fans may be outraged with Jerod Mayo right now. Shime said it. I believe Wiggy said it. Curtis has said it. Greg said it. Sometimes it looks like he's playing scared. He's not playing to win these games. He's just playing to stay in it. And Dan Campbell, yes, he's been with the Lions for a bit now, but this has always been him. This has always been his MO. His rookie season, he was 3-13-1.
Right.
And continued to be who Dan Campbell is in spite of having such a bad rookie season. And it's paid off for him. Now, is that just who Jerod Mayo is? Is that who Kraft wants him to be? Or my final question, and Wiggy already answered it this morning, is it because he is a defensive-minded head coach instead of an offensive-minded head coach? Now, do you believe that it is who Jerod Mayo is to the core, or do you think it's just because he is scared when it comes to offense?
No, I don't think he's scared. I think that's just his defensive philosophy, you know, and that's generally how defensive coaches think. You know, let's play a little bit more conservative. Let's be in a position where we can win field position battles and, you know, play to the strength of our defense. But I also believe that Mayo, like a lot of first-year head coaches, will learn and then do things differently his second year. That's where I tend to disagree with Shime. You know, I think that, you know, this is all a learning process for him, and it's easy for him to say, okay, here's what we did things well in our first year. Here's what we should do differently going into our second season. Maybe we should.
It won't take long to get to the things they did well during that part of the part of the season review.
But
isn't it the wrong time though? You and Shime always tell me this is theoretically the wrong time to have a defensive-minded head coach. I mean, that's not what the game is about.
Generally, when you think, but if you look at the majority,
he has an unbelievable quarterback that he needs to develop.
Right. But if you look at the majority of new head coaches this year, guys that were hired this season, there were more defensive head coaches. defensive-minded guys than offensive guys that were high. Like Dan Quinn is a defensive guy. The Sean, who's the coach?
Raheem Morris in Atlanta.
In Seattle. He's a defensive guy.
Mike McDonald.
Yeah, he's a defensive guy, correct?
Snack
yep.
wraps back.
Yeah, he came from the Ravens.
Yeah, so, you know, if you start to look at – and, Greg, generally if you looked at the last, you know, 5 years – the majority of new coaches that were hired, probably like 65% of them, were probably offensive guys. But now this year was just a little bit of change where maybe they are trying to go back to some defense.
I don't think it's a. I don't think it's an offensive defensive as much as it is a. I don't know the answer, so I don't want to be wrong bigly. Like I feel like the biggest issue Mayo's had is not that he's said things after games; it's that he's had to correct what he said. And when it comes to the game planning and the way the organization is run, I don't even think this is all Mayo. Elliott Wolf brought in Jacoby Brissett. Why? They wanted to mitigate the damage on offense and not lose the game instead of winning the game. Mm. The entire approach has been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, to just wrap up what I was thinking, it just worries me that maybe this is who Jerod Mayo is. Maybe this is his coaching style, not an offensive-defensive thing, just playing scared.
Right.
So, okay. Different
well,
than Dan Campbell.
Since you brought it up, if you are Robert and Jonathan Kraft and you have questions about the decision that you made when it comes to Jerod Mayo being your head coach, and you made that decision 5 years ago on a trip to Israel, you're wondering if it was the right decision. You need to move quickly if you had any interest whatsoever in Mike Vrabel, because Mike Vrabel this morning apparently is telling others that he's very interested in the Jets job.
Oh wow!
So
wow,
Mike.
I thought
Mike,
be a Raiders guy for sure.
Mike Vrabel yeah. apparently wants to know who the GM would be, but mm-hmm. as long as he's okay with the GM,
right?
Mike Vrabel is whispering that he would like that job as the head coach of the New York Jets.
Well, he's got some competition because Rex Ryan is also out there saying, I'd love to coach the Jets too.
Yeah.
But no, I
but
think...
but if you were if you're the Crafts and you had second thoughts about Jerod Mayo. And that was reported at one point by Tommy Curran, I think.
No, it was Bedard, and I got yelled at saying that nobody reads Bedard.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Or that he's never right
okay.
by people that would know it. But either way, you didn't hear
but,
that, so you go right
but
with it.
If you had second thoughts, and Mike Vrabel, who is a who you know very well because he played here and won Super Bowls here and was a successful head coach in the NFL, he's going to very soon, it's sounds like he's going to go away as an option.
Right.
So,
but do you want – I would ask this, Greg, and knowing Robert Kraft's personality, does he want a guy like Mike Vrabel who looks very headstrong in his opinions and very hard to sway, whereas
– Well, if he's a smart owner, if he's a smart CEO, he would want that.
Like, right, but he got rid of that with Belichick.
Okay, but
whereas,
how are they doing since Bill left?
I understand that.
You can't have it both ways.
Right, but you got to look at the long game where maybe he feels like Mayo is a little bit more easy to sit across the table at these, what are they called, Monday morning powwow meetings or whatever.
Right, he wants a guy that he can tell what to do and he does it,
or
is
at least,
what you're saying.
Yeah, or at least is a little
okay.
bit more.
I was just going to say that yesterday, a friend of the show, Zoe, was saying that he doesn't think Mayo is going to coach again if he doesn't stay as the head coach here. And maybe these other options, which tells you if the Patriots broadcaster is theorizing that would be what I said at the beginning, the only elegant solution to this process.
Move him upstairs.
Brad Stevens him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
he's still in the organization. Yeah. It's not a firing.
Robert I would do. I'd go get Mike Vrabel. I really would. I like the style of coaching. I like the no-nonsense guy that he is. I like his experience. I would do it, but that's just me. All right. We are at Bach Exotics on the Auto Mile, Route 1 in Norwood, and we're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next.